Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And I'm also going to read verse 48. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, these words occur in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5 through 7. And please understand that we are privy to the wisdom, the meticulous wisdom of Jesus himself. And these words are prescriptive for believing ones, because believers must understand that when we read the words of Jesus, we are reading the authoritative word of God. We are reading the authoritative word of the eternal God. He is the Logos. He is both the wisdom or thinking of God and the speech of God. He is the Theanthropos, the God-man. And so he is never philosophical, but what he has provided for believers is this timeless gem. It is important for our spiritual, mental health. And so he wants believers to understand the importance of his words. Jesus said, and he is superseding the Old Testament law, and he says that love is the mandate. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Now, why would Jesus say something like this to us? Well, look at this word love. It is, of course, in verse 44, it is the word agapete, from the word agape. And this word in the Greek New Testament is called a noun of action, a noun of action. And it is stated in the imperative for believers. Because if Jesus wants believers to know the importance of love, the greatest gift is love. And notice, love your enemies. Look at we have the noun of action, and then the direct object of that action is whom? One's enemies. So we have a noun of action stated in the imperative. Jesus said, love your enemies. Why? Because if we do not love our enemies, we are weighed down by negative thinking. You and I cannot afford negative thoughts. because negative thoughts can trigger a constellation of symptomatic disorders in our hearts that will keep us in spiritual bondage. And so Jesus understands this, and so he said, love your enemies. Love changes our attitude to one of what? It changes our attitude from the lex talionis, or tit for tat, or eye for an eye mentality. And so with that I'm going to get even with you mentality, there is anger. There can be resentment and bitterness. And you don't want to be caught up in those negative behaviors. You don't want to get caught up in that, because they can trigger a whole lot of hurt in your life and in the lives of those within your periphery. And they will most certainly interrupt your fellowship with God. So Jesus said, love your enemies. Love them. And this wonderful verse goes on. Bless them that curse you. That is, those who wish you harm or ruin. Jesus, again, the word bless is stated in the imperative. Bless them. Now notice, Jesus begins with a positive, and then he states the negative. Bless is the positive. And then that what? That curse you, that wish you the opposite of blessing. To curse is the antithesis of bless. And so therefore, this is the way that we are, this is what we are to do. The New Testament is about doing. The New Testament is about positive action. And Jesus is telling us himself what these positive actions will do for us, for our spiritual well-being, for our spiritual health. Bless them that curse you. He goes on, do good. Do good. Notice the verb do. Again, present imperative. We have three present imperatives in this verse. Love, stated in the present imperative. Bless, stated in the present imperative. And we have another one. Do good. The word do is also in the present imperative. Then we have the word pray is also in the present imperative. So Jesus is speaking something. He's speaking about something very powerful, actions that we are to perform in order to keep ourselves spiritually healthy. And you and I know that according to the scriptures, we have a triad of enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, the cosmic system, the flesh, the sarx in Greek, or besar in Hebrew, and the devil. The word devil is an adjective, which means one who divides people for no reason. He is the divider, the one who tosses through. And so these are our enemies. And Paul tells us in his letter to the Ephesians that we wrestle not against blood and flesh. That word wrestle in the Greek means to vibrate against. We vibrate against, not against blood and flesh. And then he goes on to talk about evil supernaturalism and what we face. What is going on in your life? Are you angry towards someone? Because anger is a demand. And our anger can push us into idolatry. And that idolatry can and will lead us astray, because our God is not in that, and you know it. You don't want to be a bitter person. in Greek, the word is picria, which means a poison. The book of Hebrews speaks about a root of bitterness springing up and what? Contaminating or poisoning many, or many be defiled. Literally, or many be stained. Please pay close attention to these words and what they mean. That many would be stained by bitterness. You don't want that in your life. You don't want bitterness in your life. And so then Jesus says, do good to them that hate you, to them that hate you. Paul says that we're to do good for those who hate us. And so heap what? Fiery coals upon their heads. That is, what we do in a positive manner will affect their conscience. Do good. Paul writes, be not super overcome by evil, but super overcome evil with good. Note, super overcome. Not merely overcome, but super overcome and then some more. Evil with good. And then pray for them which despitefully use you. That is, this word, refers to what? Rats. Refers to insults and also slander. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Pray for them in order to keep oneself spiritually healthy. Love your enemies. Follow the timeless words of Jesus. Follow the timeless wisdom of the Word of God and maintain your spiritual health. If you get a moment, look up the word psychoneuroimmunology and psychoneuroendocrinology. I want you to read what happens to persons who are weighed down by anger and bitterness and resentment, and what happens to their bodies physiologically. It is imperative that we understand that what we carry in our minds will show itself in our bodies. You don't want spiritual poison in your minds. You don't want your soul to be stained with picria or bitterness. You don't want to be in spiritual sepsis. Very terrible things can happen to us if we do not heed the word of God. Jesus said, love. What a wonderful verse this is for us. What a powerful verse. What a substantive verse. This verse is packed with meaning. And there are believers that need to repent of what? Their anger, their bitterness, their resentment. They're given to flying off in anger at anything. Something is not right. Something is going on in the heart. Or they're brooding anger. If a believer holds on to sin, there is a sinful depression. I'm not saying all depression is sinful, but there is a sinful depression because the believer has not confessed his or her sin to God. There's a species of depression that is related to sinful behavior. You can be free of that today. If you go before God, if you confess to him what sin that you have not shared with him or told him, you must do this, beloved, in order to be free. Follow the word of God. Stop reading all these books, these self-help books. Stop listening to these gurus and these people. Go back to the word of God. Go back to the word of God so that your soul can become stable spiritually, so that you will have what you need on a daily basis. Your God loves you, and he wants you to come before him in confession so that what? He can give you rest. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will rest you. God bless you.